Salon at 615 presents best-selling authors free to the public through a unique partnership between Nashville Public Library, Humanities Tennessee, Parnassus Books, and the Nashville Public Library Foundation. This Salon at 615 was recorded live at Harpeth Hall.
Hi. This is cool, isn't it? I love this theater. So I have the honor of asking some questions. I said we're going deep. I'm scared. By the way, I did mention, of course, your female vocalist of the year wins. Once again, nominated November 5th at the CMA Awards. I think 300 times, I think something. Check the record on that. So everybody knows that you've been passionate about music your whole life. Was cooking and being in the kitchen, was that something that was early on, or was that something that happened later in life?
No, I've always loved to cook. Even when I was, you know, completely broke and just had moved out of my parents' house and was working three jobs, and I always...
Is that the air conditioning or the rain?
It's the rain. Okay. I always, even back then, I made sure that I had enough. I went and grocery shopped for one meal, one good home-cooked meal a day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it wasn't that fancy, but it was just, I just have always loved to cook, and yes, it's a passion of mine, really.
It seemed like, from reading the book, instilled, really, from your parents, too, because you do carry on a lot of the recipes, and mm-hmm. it seems like, and for a lot of us, right, recipes are so generational. We pass them mm-hmm. on, and that's something that you've learned, I guess, from your
Yeah, well, I think we all have memories that are associated with food, and I even have, memories that are associated with certain dishes and, I guess, plates and things that my parents use that they've passed on down to me, and but I think we all have food memories that are really strong.
A wife, a mom, successful artist, touring in support of her album Everlasting. Before we even get into the pages of this book, the daunting task of sitting down and just writing it in and of itself, how did you do it? How long? I mean, was it obviously a process?
Yeah, it took about a year, wow. Maybe 8, 9, 10 months, and it was just, I had to be consistent. I had to sit down. I don't think I wrote every day, but I sat down, pretty regularly and just wrote and rewrote, and then I would send that in and they would come back and say, to get more detailed or tell a story about this, why is this recipe important to you, so it was, I had, having never written a book before, had some guidance from HarperCollins and from mm-hmm. Catherine Cobbs, who helped me keep organized, mm-hmm. keep all my thoughts organized, and it was really fun, actually, to write this book. It was very creative. It was kind of a creative outlet for me in a different way than music.
And how great to be family and friends and to benefit, because I'm sure there were trials in the kitchen of, hey, everybody come over, I want to try this recipe out or this menu out on you guys.
Yeah,
so I'm sure there was a lot of that. And, ultimately, I think, and usually we wrap up by saying this, but I thought it would be interesting to start from the very beginning, the takeaway from what you hope fans will get from this book, from reading this mm-hmm. and from going through the pages.
Well, I hope that it makes, I think people are intimidated sometimes to entertain at home because it's just easier to make a reservation and meet at a restaurant, and you, I don't know, it can be overwhelming, and you never think your house is quite right, and you think you're going to mess something up. And the thing that I want to stress with this book is to just jump in, and that the fact that these menus, the way to use this book is to really make it your own. So to simplify, to, mix and match recipes from different menus and really just find your own entertaining style.
I think, and I think all of you, I don't know if you guys just got the book, but for me, sitting with this book over the weekend, realizing that it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be difficult. Mm-mm. It really is, ultimately, the thought that counts.
It's the thought, yeah. It's just the gesture, of wanting to have people in your home and make them feel welcome and make a warm environment and start making memories. And I always say, you know, too, I say in the book, you don't have to make everything from scratch. I mean, you don't have to cook anything if you don't want to. It's just, you can go buy everything from your favorite market and just, it's just about, it's about jumping in and doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and just getting started, because that's the hardest part.
I think the title really speaks a lot to, I think the message that comes across, gathering around the table, spending time with friends and family, and important to you too, because you talk about that with your daughters. It teaches social skills. Mm-hmm. It teaches how to be conversational, how to have a bunch of people around. And I love the ideas, by the way, when you delve into this, of giving the cards and throwing out topics.
Yeah.
Which is so great, because how many times are you sitting there going, I don't have anything to say, why am I stuck next to this person, right?
Yeah, I mean, we try to eat, you know, dinner all together as a family. Mm. It's getting harder because, well, Delaney has moved out of the house now, so our table, we've gotten to be a smaller group. But we've always, since the kids were little, and John's family did this and my family did this, we all sit down for supper every night together, and every night we could. And I do think it's really important. Yeah. I've seen it in my girls. I've seen them learn to not interrupt and to take turns talking and to be interested in what the other person is saying and to be able to take that moment to share whatever it is it's on their mind or what happened in their day.
Right.
And it's important to them. You know, I always say in the book too, if we go, like I've had a really busy schedule this past couple weeks with the book tour and the tour. And we've all missed sitting down together, you know? So if we go too long, the kids are like, when are we having family dinner?
Aww.
So it becomes, you know, really an important part of our day, and I do think it helps them with their conversation skills and just being able to, you know, share things.
And I'm not just saying this, and excuse my phrase, but kissing your butt because you're here. What I love about this is because really, I mean, we look at cookbooks and there are recipes and say, do this, do this, do this. When you take that, it's easy to go, okay, I'm going to throw this and throw this in. What's overwhelming, especially for me when I have people over, I don't know how to time it all out. Mm-hmm. You give a timeline. Mm-hmm. Start this now. It is so idiot-proof for us.
Oh, good. Well, that's my goal, really. And I just read, somebody wrote a review today where they actually got the book and they actually threw a dinner party from the fall supper in the book. And they said, I was so happy because this person didn't entertain much at home and didn't cook a lot, but they said it was so easy and it was stress-free and because of the timeline, and I was just like, yes, yes, it works. Because I do want people to, feel empowered, you know, to be able to do this in a really easy and kind of foolproof way.
One of the things that really struck me as funny, really? Shower and get ready? You put in the timeline?
You have
really?
To put that in. I mean, there's, you know, the funny thing about this is, like, you know, I've learned by trial and error, and I've made a lot of mistakes, and I put that in because there have been times when I am literally in my robe with curlers in my hair, and it's like 15 minutes before people are going to arrive, and I'm just like, you got to be kidding me, right? So I didn't stop at that stopping point and remember to, you know, take a break and get ready. It sounds so crazy, but you can get easily, you know, lost. The time yeah. kind of, everything always takes longer than you think it's going to take, so it's good to write it all out and really time it out.
And there are things I think we don't think about when we invite people over that you definitely highlight and point out. If you go to Martina's house, do not look under the bed because that's where all her clutter is. She hides everything there.
Well, yeah, I have a few spots. Yeah.
But that's important to point out that, listen, hide things, get things. And, you know, people going through the bathroom cabinets, and, I mean, people can be a little nosy. Those are things to make note of when you're entertaining because you don't know, you know, even though you're your friends and family.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, if you don't want it, if there's something you don't want people to see, put it away because they will snoop.
As an artist, and I love this, this is so important. It is about setting a tone, setting a theme. Music. Mm-hmm. She gives a playlist depending on the kind of song or the kind of food that you're cooking, the kind of theme. That is so important, and I love that you took the time to do that and actually single out certain
Thanks.
Songs.
That was the hardest part of the book for me, honestly.
Isn't that funny?
It was the thing that was the last thing I turned in, and they kept saying, we have to have these playlists. We have, and I don't know why it was so hard for me. I think because just to commit to for me to, you know, single out 10 songs and say, I have a problem with committing, I guess. But it was fun, but it was painstaking for me, I guess. I put too much thought into it. I overthink things all the time. So
it's funny because I think a lot of us sitting here would go, well, our go-to music might be the new Martina Everlasting album. That is such a great dinner album. Have you ever, and this was interesting, have you ever been invited to a party or maybe because they know you're going to be there, they'd be cautious not to, where you're sitting down and all of a sudden you hear your own music playing, you're like...
No, that's never happened. I don't know whether to be upset or happy about that.
But your own stuff come up in the mix. And touring and traveling, and you've been all over the world. Has that influence, too? I mean, you said you make mental notes or even sometimes write things down of experiencing, you know, other tastes around the world that you've incorporated into your own cooking, into your own kitchen.
Yeah, I think traveling is a great teacher, you know, mm-hmm. and I love just, you know, going to restaurants and seeing how everything is presented, you know, and how and the different ingredients. And I mean, I think you learn a lot from traveling.
Yeah.
About a lot of things, not only food, but.
And it's nice to have friends like Dave Stewart from Eurythmics teaching you how to make a great martini, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
Or calling up your buddy from Mississippi, Miss Faith Hill, about how to make a great sweet tea.
Yeah.
That's nice. Can we all become friends with that couple from Italy?
Oh,
that cooks
yes.
in your house.
They're
that you feature
so
in this
sweet.
Book. How nice is that?
Oh. Yeah, we met a few years ago. We went to Italy on a trip and we met we stayed in a villa where there was this guy named Valentino who made our meals, and they actually come over here during their off season and stay with people. They stayed at our house for a week and cooked for us in return. It's like, that's a good deal. So they're so sweet, and Valentino and Larissa, and they I asked them, I was writing this book, and so I wanted to do a Tuscan menu. And so I showed Valentino my ideas, and he was like, that's not authentic Tuscan, you know. I'm sure they're good, but it wasn't authentic. So I said, well, would you create a menu for me? And he agreed to do that. So it was really, really sweet of him to do that.
As a fan of foods, is there a favorite go-to for you? Is there something that you're such a fan of that you go, I love? And maybe this is two parts. For cooking in the kitchen, is there a food or a kind of food that you love to cook in the kitchen? And is that different or the same from the kind of food you would go out to a restaurant for?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a home cook. You know, I'm not a chef. So I really rely a lot on recipes. I mean, I tweak the recipes and change the recipes, but I'm not necessarily the kind of person that can just open up my refrigerator and take this, and this and whip up a meal. You know, so... For me, cooking, I cook pretty simple recipes at home. But my favorite time of the year to cook and my favorite kind of food to cook is the weather like it is right now. When it starts to get kind of chilly in the air and crisp, and, you know, your cooking changes from maybe grilling or a lot of fresh vegetables to more slow-cooked meats and soups and, like, really comfort food. So that's one of my favorite things.
Going the distance for a lot of the guests and coming up with these ideas. I mean, mailing out vinyl records for invitations is beautiful. Where do you get the ideas? Do you use a lot of the internet? Because I know you're a big Pinterest girl, mm-hmm. too. Is that where it comes from?
Yeah, I mean, I am kind of obsessed with magazines, you know, food magazines, entertaining magazines, and books, you know. So I've over the years, I've collected different entertaining books and, you know, sit down with my cup of coffee and just read them from cover to cover and took things from here and there, you know, and ideas that I then put into practice and realized that they worked. So then just it sort of became habit. So yeah, I love Pinterest. Does anybody do Pinterest?
Yeah.
Kind of a huge time sucker, but I love it.
It is awesome. And you know, too, when you have people that come over, and this is something I didn't think of, because I think of it in terms of, like, if you throw in a baby shower, you get, like, a favor or something to take home. But that's something that you put in the book, like, hey, I mean, what was it, the paprika almonds mm-hmm. that you toast up and put mm-hmm. in a little baggie for people mm-hmm. to take home? It's, again, the little things where people can take something home and you maybe attach a recipe to something?
Or? Yeah, it's just about, I don't know, for me, I feel like you can make just a little extra effort and make people feel really special. And I don't always do a takeaway gift. I don't always do a favor. But it's so easy, you know, if you make a marinara sauce, for example, just double the recipe and put some in jars and attach the recipe, put a little, you know, piece of twine around it, and they can go home with something of the night. So yeah, I think it's fun. It's always fun to leave with a parting gift.
Something that is not in the book, and I'm just going to say it because I know when you're all going to be reading this book, you're going to be thinking it. How do you stay in such great shape? You're eating, you're drinking. By the way, the maple old fashions, brown liquor, anybody? Right? I mean, delicious, but those are some calories.
Yeah.
I know you're going to say balance. Put a timeline in there for us about that.
I know. I don't, but yeah, I mean, I make these recipes, but I don't make these recipes every day. These are, you know, this mashed potato recipe is ridiculous. You guys get to that? It's like, I don't even want to know how many calories in that mashed potato recipe, but it's a celebration, right? The book is about celebrating life.
But it is. It's about, you cover the seasons, you cover holidays, but I mean, you're probably just as guilty as all of us. I mean, everybody's normal, right? Standing up, I think you even mentioned that. You're guilty of grabbing a sandwich and standing in the kitchen and eating over the counter. And
of course.
I mean, you have those days. But it is important. And I think, you know, and I asked you about the takeaway. I think the most important thing is we make time for so much. And you talk about the internet being this time suck. Mm-hmm. Making the time with family. And it's your tradition and something that you hope to instill in your kids and pass down for generations.
Yes.
Martina McBride, everybody.
I hope you all enjoy the book.
So, so good.
Thank you.
I have actually, after get ready to go to the grocery store, literally after I was spending time with this, first thing I did, I went to Whole Foods.
Yay.
So
my hope for this book is that it's inspiring, that it will just make you think, I can do that. And like I said, it's about, I say in the book too, it's about mixing and matching. If you don't like, you know, mashed potatoes, and you're some kind of freak that doesn't like mashed potatoes, then, you know, substitute something else in there. But, I mean, make what you love, and there's all kinds of ways to just jump in and start doing it. I would also say, you know, if you're not a great baker, like I'm not a great baker, mm-hmm. I think it's a special skill set that I don't have. So, you know, if you're not a great baker, but you know a bakery or Kroger that makes a great cake or whatever, you know, you don't have to make, you don't get a medal at the end. So it's not about serving a four-course meal. It's not about making everything from scratch. I mean, if you love to do that, by all means, do it. I love to do that. But it's just about getting started, just doing it, you know? And I think that hopefully you'll find that it's a lot of fun. How many of you guys do entertain at home regularly? Okay, good. Fantastic. Then, you know, I think everybody will find something in this book that will be helpful and fun. It's meant to be fun, right? It's just fun.
It is. And I, like I said, it's, you know, again, it's the recipes that we can do, but when you have to put together a full menu, and I mean, I host Thanksgiving at my house, and I usually have a glass of wine to help me get through the day. I'm going to try the maple old fashions now.
There you go.
And go for the brown liquor. That orange bitters, that's great. And do you really, is that one of your favorite drinks, by the way? Is that something that you enjoy?
I do.
And making the orange, and I mean, do you actually squeeze the orange? And do the rind, and mm-hmm. you really go the distance. Yeah.
Well, not all the time, I mean, I do if I have company. If it's just me in the house, I'm just pouring the brown liquor over the ice and going for it. There's no orange involved.
But it is. It's about the timing. It's about everything coming out when it has to, you know, according to schedule, the appetizers, and then getting the meal out and having the sides. And you do say that. Don't overdo it. Don't overwhelm yourself. Pick one side. You don't have to have three sides.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we wanted to give everybody a lot of bang for the buck. So we wanted to put a lot of recipes in here. There are a lot of recipes in here. And some of these parties are quite complicated. So, but it doesn't mean that you have to look at this party and say, oh my gosh, I have to make all of these recipes, two appetizers and a salad. And, you know, you just do what makes you feel good. Do what feels comfortable for you. Make it your own. You know, everybody has their own entertaining style and the way they like to do things. So
You know what I wanted to mention to you? This is something I did too. I called a couple of friends, a couple of couples, and said, we are doing a supper club.
Oh, yeah.
That is so... Does anybody do supper clubs? You know what that is?
Yeah. You do?
Yeah. Yeah. We have a meetup. It's called Cooking Buddies.
Yeah?
Once a month, we pick a theme, and then everybody just shows up at my house with great recipes and that's, great food.
That's awesome.
Love it. This is strangers people, I don't even know.
Really?
Yeah.
You have strangers in your home. I'm not going to advise that in the book, because I'll get sued. Fun.
That might you might take something from this book of locking up your things in the bedroom. So you might want to think about that. But it's a great idea, and I think I have some friends because you know being in the music business we don't grow up that live like they're still in college, and you are familiar with several of them that they don't cook. So right. To go, you don't, they, I mean, listen, it's about hosting people, and again, it's the thought that counts, even if they order stuff out.
Yeah.
And they haven't cooked. Or, I mean, what does it take to make chili or soup and
right.
put it in
big
a crock
pot? Big pot of soup, loaf of bread, mm-hmm. you're good, you know? And if you don't, you know, what? One other thing that I suggest in the book is pair up with somebody, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, we all know that groceries are not cheap, and giving parties is a little bit of an investment. So it's sometimes fun to pair up with a couple of friends or another friend that maybe they're a great cook, and you want to bring the flowers and the candles and the wine and do the decorating, or maybe you know, or vice versa. And you can split, share the expenses, and, mm-hmm. and you know, there's all kinds of ways.
Yeah,
you guys are smart people. You'll figure it out.
You know, you seem like have you watched Martina over the last week, making all these appearances all over the place? You've been hitting it hard. Are you enjoying it? And how crazy different is it from performing and
yeah.
singing? I mean, it's a totally seems like a different world.
It is a different. I do love it. I've had fun.
Yeah.
I really, you know, the first couple of times, well, I didn't really know what I was doing. But and my tour manager, you know. He was a little lost because he didn't have a band to look after, and I was on like 5 shows and didn't sing a note, so that was kind of weird. But but it was fun. It's it's just something different. It's creative for me. It's fun. It's a way to share and to make memories, and it's gratifying. You know, part of my love language is cooking for people and taking care of people. So I love. For me, that's a really nurturing thing. That's the way I nurture people, is to cook for them and have them over. And so, anyway.
Can I ask the obvious? I mean, is this something going the route of, like, your buddy Trisha Yearwood and looking at a food show? Can you see yourself? Wouldn't that be great to have a food
Thank
show?
You.
That would be awesome.
Say never, say never.
Never say never. So you leave the door open to something like that because, again, like you said, you're enjoying it. It's a just completely different part. But, you know... Listen, to do one thing well, to do everything well, whatever, right?
Well, girl, no, I do not do everything well. You know that.
But I mean, and it's a creative side, and it's a passionate side, and to kind of express yourself in just a totally different realm.
Yeah, and I mean, I love to cook, but honestly, my favorite part is setting an atmosphere, you know, and creating like when people walk in. I want them to feel like there's, you know, it's not just every day. It's a little special, you know? And so.
Making it count.
Yeah. Making it count.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Making
That's
it count.
A great way to put it.
Martina is going to be signing these, so I guess everybody can, is that how it works? Because we don't know. We're the last, so. But I think we're. Okay, good. Somebody back there said yes. Martina McBride, everybody.
Thank you guys
ahead.
So much for coming.